Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Mills with us. I mentioned over the last couple of years that my New Year's resolution was to increase my level of intolerance. And I have been doing that. Easy to do. As a matter of fact, it's hard not to do that because of all the things that are happening, the misinformation, the lies, the deception, and companies are doing it. Now, for example, Sam's Club says that there's free shipping, but when you go to click on it, you find out that that item is two prices. One price if you pick it up in the store, the other price is if you have it shipped. So it's not free shipping. They raise the price if you want to have it shipped. But they say if you pay them $100 or you have the Plus account, you get free shipping, which is an absolute lie. So that is one of the reasons why I despise Sam's Club. I didn't used to. I used to love Sam's Club. But, you know, with this new management that they have over the years, they've been trying to figure out different ways where they can extract more and more from their members with each purchase. And that's what they've been doing, in my opinion. So on that line of thinking, I buy things on the internet, and we have a chainsaw, and it's made by a company called Husqvarna. It's an old company from the 1600s, and they make one of the best chainsaws. I think the best would be Stihl, S-T-I-H-L, but we have Husqvarna, and probably be second best. If we had it to do all over again, we'd buy Stihl instead of Husqvarna. But we have three of them, so we kind of stay with the brand. And the cylinder head fins, the cooling fins, started these hairline cracks on one of these chainsaws. And it's a pretty big chainsaw. It's a farm model. It's not a homeowner's model. It's a pretty big chainsaw. And so they're like $500-$600. And I don't want to replace the cylinder head for, you know, a couple hundred dollars. I just want to repair the cracks. And so I bought some brazing rods, and these are aluminum. It's an aluminum head, and I'm going to try brazing the cooling fins with these brazing rods. So I looked on the internet. I went to eBay, and they have all kinds of offerings, and they have them shipped from the United States, like Los Angeles. So I was looking, and I found one, and I particularly like to buy products that come in a package. And I thought, you know, these have flux core. Some of them don't have flux core, so I'll get the kinds with a box, you know, the container that they come in, and I can write on them that they have flux, because that's different from the ones that don't have flux. And so I spent extra to get these. They're shipped from Los Angeles. This is, you know, location in Los Angeles, California. So I get them, and they come folded in half, bent in the shape of a V. Now, these are welding rods that are, let's say, 20 inches long, 18 inches long, and they're folded in half. I'm kind of frosted because it doesn't say, yo, we're going to fold these in half. And you can't use them folded in half. You have to straighten them out. So I didn't like that too much, but I'm looking all over for the box. There's no box. There's no package. They just wrap them in saran wrap and throw them in an envelope, and they ship them to you after they fold them in half. So it's kind of frosted because the sales page for these particular brazing rods shows them in a container that keeps them nice and clean. You put them in your toolbox, and, you know, they won't roll around with the wrenches and get oily. So I'm looking all over for this container, this box, this plastic, you know, think of it like a long box with a cap. Well, it's missing. So because I've become more intolerant, I fired off an email and I said, I want to return it. Because it's not what it's not what is shown in the picture. The picture shows the brazing rods and the box, this plastic container, the storage container. Well, because I don't have the storage container, I sent off this response and I clicked on eBay. I want a refund. Okay, I want to ship it back. And I'm not going to pay for it to be shipped back because I didn't falsely advertise it. I didn't commit fraud. The seller did. Here is the email I got back from eBay from the seller. I'm going to read it verbatim. Dear, and there's nothing after the word dear. So that means that this is a boilerplate type of a response. They must have to use this response a lot because it's a boilerplate. Dear blank. And they didn't fill in Vincent. Our registered address is in China, and we have warehouses in the United States. If you are willing to keep the goods, we can provide you with a 20% refund as compensation. If you want to return the goods, we will refund after receiving the goods. And they want to reply. I said, okay, I'll take the 20%. Bottom line is, I will not tolerate companies that lie, misrepresent, and try to cheat me. I won't do it. So my suggestion is that you consider following that example that I've given you. If you are cheated, stand up and don't take it. Okay? So, for example, we've ordered paper from Staples. They have a sale on paper, and it arrives damaged. Why? Because it's not packaged right. So when the corners are smashed and you want to put that paper in your printer, you can't. You cannot do that. So what do? We say, well, it was damaged. Here's some pictures. It's so severely damaged we can't use the paper. We'd like you to reship it and pick up the damage because we don't want it. That's what we do. Rick, are you experiencing anything like that?
Everything's like that. Everything. You can go into Bi-Mart, Walmart, Fred Meyer, any of the big department stores, and they'll have a power alley where things are on sale, you know, like Harbor Freight does. The thing that you have to watch is that when you have all these potato chip bags on sale, if you look down at the sale, it's a different product because they put a different product that looks like it's on sale on the label that's there. Now, that's somebody in the store that is incompetent, but done with intent, because when you go to the register, it's a different price. And
okay,
you have
so let's,
to be
let's
very
talk about
careful when you pull something off the shelf. It's the same product that's on sale.
Okay, so they did that to us. They had some...
did that to you in an ad. They did that to you in physical location. They did that to you in metaphor.
Yeah, so at Menards, they had a display that had all kinds of seeds, like they had onion sets, and they had these, and it was like $2. And you could buy a bag of them for $2. And they had all different kinds. They had yellow onions, white onions, red onions, and Vidalia onions. And it was $2. And so we said, well, let's get some red and some white and some yellow and some Vidalia. Let's get some of each. And we get home, we look at the receipt. And this was months and months ago, you know, in the good old days. The onions, the Vidalias were $4.99. So we called them up and said, yo, what's up? They said, oh, yeah, you know, they put it in the wrong, you're right. It was in the wrong location. And, you know, same company was selling them, you know, same manufacturer, if you will, same packager, same brand, same everything. So the customer wouldn't know that they were different prices, all, you know, under the sign that said $2. So we have to go back to the store one of these days, and they said they'll make it good. We have to ask for Mary. Now, I'm sure Mary will be gone by then, and we'll have to, you know, it'll be a knockout, dragout, but we're going to do it because we're not going to let them get away with it. Because just because they have people who are careless at the store doesn't mean that the customer should pay for the carelessness.
This is why that little bathroom legacy goes in front of the toilet that you read as you sit down. It says there's nothing of persistence. word of genius. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter how smart you are. It's persistence that wins the day.
In Silicon Valley, California, they have a saying that, you know, in order to be successful, and I'm talking about where the some of the genius of America comes from. They say something like success equals persistence plus innovation plus people. And it's this persistence thing. It's Thomas Alva Edison, you know, trying to make a light bulb. And if you asked him, you know, halfway through it, he'd say, well, I know 400 things that don't work. And at the end, he would say, well, I know 799 things that don't work. And finally, he'd say, I know the one thing that does work, the 800th thing that works. And that's where this persistence comes in. And that's the difference. You know, Rick, this is not bragging. This is just the truth. People are showing up here. They call and they want to bring their cars to be serviced because BMW can't fix them. The sophisticated BMWs, the dealership can't fix them. The other shops can't fix them. And they know that we're persistent and we don't give up and we ultimately come up with the answer. Same thing with Mercedes-Benz. So we have now starting to get this more widespread reputation that we know how to fix these very difficult gremlins, these electrical problems, and these mechanical problems that others cannot fix even though they've been factory trained to fix it. And it's, what is it? It's this persistence thing. We do not give up. We feel it's a challenge, and if somebody could fix it, why can't we? And we just don't know who those somebodies are. But they used to be able to fix them, and they can't fix them now. And right now, Rick and class, cars have become so complicated that they are almost impossible to fix. Let me give you an example. So right now we have a BMW, top-of-the-line BMW. It's the biggest one they've made. It's a 12-cylinder BMW. Now, many don't know that BMW made a 12-cylinder car. Well, they did. They took two inline 6-cylinder engines, their standard 6, and they stuck them together. And so there's like two side-by-side engines in one package. But they are connected. And it's a 12-cylinder BMW. And this particular model is 1977, I believe. 77, 78, or 79. I think it's 77. It's a 750i. This thing is quirky as can be. And the transmission doesn't shift right. The brakes don't work right. The radio doesn't work right. There's a whole bunch of things that don't work right. And it misfires. So you'd think, misfire, well, that's the engine. The brakes don't work right, so that's another problem. That's separate. That's the brakes. And the traction control system comes on because it doesn't know what it's trying to do, so it's confused, so the traction doesn't work right, and it's rear-wheel drive. So what is the problem? Well, we diagnosed this thing down. Now, it took days to figure this out. There are wheels. Now, this is just unbelievable, class. But when I tell you this, you'll come to the understanding that we have built a society that we can't live with. So here you have a BMW that the engine misfires. It doesn't corner right. It doesn't brake right. It doesn't steer right. It doesn't do anything right. Not even the radio works right. Well, one of the things that happened is the wheel sensors. There's two wheel sensors on the back wheels. And they tell a computer how fast they're going. So if you go into a turn, it applies one of the brakes in the rear. If you go into a hard stop, it applies more pressure to the rear brakes than the front brakes. The wheel sensors are broken, so the car doesn't know what it's doing. So it shuts down the engine.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, what I've been trying to explain, class, is that here we have a BMW, and it's their top of the line. You know, the biggest, most expensive one that they make. And it's got a lot of features. And the wheel sensors in the back wheels are, they tell the computer how fast the wheel is turning. So if you're going to a curve toward the left, the outer rear wheel is going to go faster than the inner rear wheel. And there's 48 teeth on this Hall effect sensor. So there's 48 pulses per revolution. And if the computer understands from the sensors that one wheel is turning faster than the other, it will apply one brake, one rear wheel brake versus the other. Okay? It will not shift the transmission, and to prevent you from having an accident, it thinks that it should detune the engine and shut off some of the cylinders. So now you have engine misfires that are related to a rear wheel sensor. You have braking that is non-predictable because of a rear wheel sensor and the computer. So who would have thought that a rear wheel sensor would affect the misfiring of an engine? Would anybody think that? Of course not. But that's how complicated these vehicles have become, because the manufacturers think that you're stupid. They think that you don't know how to drive. And maybe they're right. I'm not talking about our class, but I'm talking about the GDP. Maybe they're right. Maybe they don't know how to drive. So the computer has to take over and make sure you don't put that $100,000 plus vehicle in a ditch. But who can live with this? Who knows how to fix it? Even the dealers are not willing to spend the hours and hours and hours of research to figure out and look at the schematic diagrams, the wiring diagrams, and the block diagrams of how these systems are all interrelated. Rick, what I'm saying is this is way different from your Datsun 280Z.
Well, that's why the educational systems and sciences have compartmentalized individual studies so that you don't have a jack of all trades anymore, and that you require 10 scientists to solve a simple problem because each one does a different part of the arm. And I like that way that kid in Friday, another version of Saturday Night Live out of Chicago, Second City, would go, "No, I don't want to." You know, I just, the idea, I remember going to Sky River up in, when Janis Joplin got out of a train and my friend was driving his brand new Cadillac and we rolled the windows up and everybody's running around in the mud, it's pouring down rain, and he turns on his air conditioning and we're listening to Janis Joplin singing in the rain with Big Brother and the Holding Company. And I've been there, done that, and watched how technology has compartmentalized so that a given scientist can't solve a certain kind of problem. He has to bring in other disciplines. And that's why, as a physicist, engineers work for physicists. And that's why engineers go by Dick and physicists go by Rick. I'm just kidding.
Well, no, you told me that a long time ago.
It's a metaphor when we first met. On what's wrong and where we're going in our society so that you have no control on anything in your life. And it used to be called chop wood and carry water.
So I looked up the price, manufacturers. I looked up
getting your hands rough because you have to split the wood and carry it in to the fireplace.
Well, that's another thing we can talk about. But I just looked up the price of a new 2020 BMW 7 Series, $103,645. And the people who buy these have no idea that they will not be able to live with them.
They have no idea. Sure, like to drive them in California for status.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are really, really sophisticated and really, really complicated. And I got to tell you that if you got one for $500, I'm talking about like, you know, a used one, let's say a late 1970s model. I'm sorry, 1990s model. Yeah, the one we're working on is a 20 years old. If we got it for $500, that's too much.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says House Speaker Nancy Pelosi owes the American people an apology after her visit to a hair salon in San Francisco back on Monday. McEnany saying that Pelosi's elitism shined brightly when she visited that salon despite it being closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Pelosi says she fell for a setup job and she deserves an apology from the salon's owner.
I take responsibility for trusting the word of a neighborhood salon that I've been to over the years many times. When they said, well, we're able to accommodate people one person at a time, I trusted that.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden set to meet with Jacob Blake's family during a visit to Kenosha, Wisconsin later today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
After looking at almost 3,000 designs, the Mississippi State Flag Commission has finally chosen one. The choice? A red and blue flag with a magnolia blossom in the center, replacing the old state flag that featured a Confederate emblem. The flag change still has to be given final approval by voters. Governor Reeves calls it a well-done flag, and he says he supports its adoption. Legendary pitcher Tom Seaver is dead at 75. The National Baseball Hall of Fame confirming that Seaver died in his sleep on Monday from complications of dementia and COVID-19. Nicknamed Tom Terrific, the right-hander won 311 games over two decades in the big leagues. Seaver spent most of his career with the New York Mets, leading them to that improbable World Series victory in 1969. Seaver also played for the Cincinnati Reds, Chicago White Sox, and the Boston Red Sox. He was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1992. And Disney will have to figure out how to continue with the Black Panther franchise after star Chadwick Boseman's recent death. Only a small group is aware of the actor's private battle, or was, with colon cancer. An insider close to Boseman says the 43-year-old actor was convinced until a week before his death that he was going to beat it. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last day. God, you're
take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAlanMiller.com, the website, RichardAlanMiller.com. Rick, I've noticed that most people are really lazy. I mean, beyond lazy. And here's some proof of this. And the reason I'm saying this is people who are lazy are not preparedness-minded. So during the summer, when it's really hot out, we get our wood for next year, you know, for heating our house. We get it for next year because we'd like it to be dried out and get the moisture out. Because when you have a lot of wood and you burn tons of wood, you're also burning tons of moisture, which means you have to heat, spend extra wood to boil off the moisture in the wood, which is why you want dry wood. So we try to season our wood at least a year. So in the heat of the summer, when nobody is thinking about heat, that's when we get, you know, we can buy our wood. If we buy it, sometimes we drag it out of the wood, sometimes we buy it, whatever's the most viably economical for us, that's what we do. So I would rather buy the wood for very little money, you know, like $10 a ton for wood, then go to our woods and pull it out, because I look at the wood that's fallen in the trees, from the trees in our woods, as another stockpile. So if I can supplement that and buy wood for virtually nothing, I'll do it. But the time to buy it's in the summer. But people aren't thinking about that, so we're like the only ones who are buying, you know, scrap wood in the summer for like $10 a ton. Now, it makes no sense to me, because in 8 weeks, 8 weeks from now, people are going to say, hey, honey, it's getting kind of chilly. You want to turn the heat on? That's what's going to happen. But they don't remember that. And it happens every year. Every single year around November or in this part of the world, the heat goes on because it starts getting cold. But people don't remember that from last year or the year before or the year before. Rick, we are getting dumber by the second. Now, do you think that, and we didn't used to be like this, because people would say, well, I better get your wood. You know, I'm talking like 30, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, people would say that. Better get your wood in because it's going to get cold this winter. People don't do that anymore. They think heat comes from the thermostat.
My my neighbor, Clinton, was here before, during, and probably after I will be where I live. He grew up here. His father owned the land. They subdivided it. It subsequently had In-N-Out Burger and, you know, moving their different people through. And Clinton been here before, during, and after. And the first thing that Clinton did when I moved in as a greeting for me is he brought me over a cord of split wood and stacked it without even saying anything to me. He just stacked it and left. And that was the way my neighbor said hi to me. Now, old school values aside, I think that your neighbor is going to be the person that saves your life when and if things get crispy. And nobody knows whom they live next door to because of the way our society has become and the transientness of individuals and the way they move from one place to another, going to college, getting married, and whatever. And I have always appreciated the idea of family, and my family fragmented. I mean, my daughter is up in Salem, my sister is up in Longview, my grandchildren are all the way up into Bellingham, you know, more than 12 hours away. It's a different way of being than in the old days when my great-grandparents came in on Whitman trains and settled in doing orchards. Now, I don't know what is in the future. I can estimate and guess, but I'm going to say that I now sense there's going to be a return to some of the older values, because you have not cabin fever, but you're not at liberty to travel like you used to. And at some point, you're going to have a sponsor. It'll be either Hershey or Coca-Cola or General Mills that has a little chip inside you that was sponsored, that you belong to that corporation. And that's what's next in our universe of keeping track of who you are and what you think. I'm very concerned because this is a type of encroachment like religion, where if you don't believe the way I do, you're going straight to heaven if you're not careful. See, I couldn't say say the other word. I won't say the other word, but that would have been my preference to say we're, you know, and I don't believe that it works like that. It's basically people are insecure in their belief systems, and so they want validation that they're right and you're wrong. And the thing is, what made us God's favored was choice. And that's why my opinion is that religion does not have the answers any more than science does, and why we have two brains. And that your choice part would suggest that there are as many different religions as there are human beings, and why you would choose to go to a specific church or have a certain belief in science is to reinforce that value as fellowship. And I am now understanding better what Alan Watts used to try and teach in his forms of lessons in Buddhism and related. I don't know what I know. What I do know is what I don't know. And I don't think that anything of mine is real, because I have already seen in my own life a physics that I absolutely validated change. That was when I was in John Lilly's labs and said the dolphin's language was more complex and it was a form of Clifford algebra, dimensional math. And it, that part was true. What was not true 40 years ago, that is not true, is that the dolphin are not speaking. They're sending pictures. Now, man didn't even conceive of that concept 30 years ago. And yet, I've watched my own concept. That's, you know, picture is 1,000 words. Now, there's a mammal that is more evolved in capacity, and it's chased as food chain by another mammal that has access to 9/10 of the biosphere, and man is lucky to even be able to manage 1/10 of the biosphere. Who's superior? And why is it about food chain?
That's a really good point, because at the in the news that we've heard here at USA Prepares on Genesis Communications Network, top and the bottom of our news, Nancy Pelosi can't even seem to wash and blow dry her own hair. And
she, I saw that. You know, if there's something, there's going to be an opinion about everything, and why would, well, the reason she's being dissed is the same reason she dissed the president during a presidential address by ripping his speech up behind his back on national news. Now, was that appropriate?
Of course not. Of course not.
Well, then why did she do it? And why was it okay?
Because of, she feels that she is superior, and she's a me-firster, and she deserves to be able to do whatever she wants.
Our first problem is in religions, for example, the primary teaching of Christ was not to make judgment on another person. You could judge yourself because you're trying to become a better person, and you may judge yourself in finding error in yourself, but to look at it in someone else, in psychology, they call that projection of the shadow. And in order to, Christianity heads up, because when you find evil in something else, the only reason you can say it, according to Jungian psychotherapy, is that it existed in you. And what you're actually doing is projecting your value onto them, has nothing to do with them.
So Rick,
here we are.
You're a few years older than I am, and you've got a few more years of experience and observations and drawing conclusions than I. Have you ever, because I haven't, I have never seen a more vicious culture in the United States of America in my entire life as I'm witnessing
right now. Yeah, I absolutely concur. Here's the point, though. No matter what else is said, the U.S. government, as it is still the finest thing that has ever happened in recorded history over Rome or anything else, and you don't scrap something, you fix it.
I heard you say that. I happened to tune into a broadcast that you were on, and you suggested that I tune in, and I did. And I heard you say words that were equivalent to that, where the host said, "You know, we need to break apart as a union," and you came to the response, "No, we need to fix it." And I'm with you. We need to absolutely
fix it. Still, no matter, even in its all its failings, it's still better than Iraq, where the woman is worth half a man.
You know, so there's a New Jersey is proposing the corrupt, used to be Garden State. New Jersey has extremely fertile ground, probably some of the most fertile ground in the United States of America, happens to be paved over with concrete, buildings piled on top of it, and made into roads and parking lots. So it's the former Garden State, but the soil was dark. It was beautiful, beautiful soil. Well, anyway, the former Garden State, the corrupt state of New Jersey, allows what's called high-frequency trading. So if I understand this concept right, so what happens on the exchanges, like the New York Stock Exchange, etc., there are people who place orders. So you may place an order to buy 1,000 shares of XYZ, and your order gets entered. But with high-frequency trading, what happens is a computer intercepts that transmission into New Jersey, and a computer says, hey, someone's buying 1,000 shares. We'll buy it before they buy it because they're going to drive the price up. So we'll buy it now. Then they'll buy it at a higher price than we just paid for it. And then we'll sell it right after they buy it and make a quick profit. You know, small profit, but real fast. And it happens at like 10,000 times a second that this high-frequency trading occurs. So New Jersey allows this. That's corruption. That is meddling. That is interfering with commerce. But they allow it. And they figured out that, well, yeah, what we can do to make the situation better for the corrupt former Garden State is they're going to tax it. They're going to tax high-frequency trading. Instead of eliminating it, instead of making the playing field fair and level and reducing corruption and greed and fraud, they're going to tax it. That's what's wrong with the United States, and we need to dismantle.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
With a Mectec carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mectec is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mectec is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick, here's an interesting story. There's a 41-year-old man that just made the news. Same as Daniel was, Daniel Prude, P-R-U-D-E. And he was running naked through the streets and picked up by the state police in Rochester, New York, upstate New York.
Rochester.
And so, yeah, this is going to cause more rioting and more burning. There's no question about this. So this man, this is headline news on Daily Mail. So this 41-year-old black man was running around, running through the streets nude. And so the state cops came, and there were a bunch of them. And they put him down, they sat him down on the pavement, and they handcuffed him. Then they put a bag over his head, a mesh bag. And then their knee, I guess, on his head and neck, and he stopped breathing. He died. So the coroner said that it was homicide because of complications of asphyxia from the physical restraint, as well as PCP intoxication. So this guy was high.
Oh, as well and, as PCP. Let's not forget that. It was tranquilizer.
Yeah. So here he is on the road, and the police, to keep him safe from himself, murdered him. Now, this is making the news because the family wanted this to come out. This was all kept quiet. Well, now this is one more incident, and there's a video of it, and I'm looking at four cops at least in the video, and there's more around him. They killed him. They killed him. So there were four there, and it looks like six cops were involved. Now, this kind of stuff is the fuel that's being added to the fire of the protests, which are turning down into the bashing, crashing, slashing, bashing, busting, and burning of the United States cities. So this has got to stop. And so if you're involved in the alleged protecting and serving of we the villagers, You got to pay attention to this because this is what's causing these riots. And people,
I appreciated that one cop this morning on national news that said, if you shoot us, we are going to shoot back.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And why are these 300 gangs in Chicago? Why do they have this agreement among, you know, the gangs? Actually, these are competing gangs, right? These are rivalry gangs that have come to agreement that if they see a policeman pull a gun on a suspect, they're going to video that, and once that is videoed, that cop has a death warrant on his life by those gangs, those 300 gangs. Now, there's thousands of people in these gangs, and what they're saying is, you pull a gun on us, we're going to kill you. That's what they're saying. I'm not saying to do that. That's what these gangs are saying.
Well, the same Chicago police show an individual in uniform changing inside a car to become a rioter that throws a firebomb. How's that one work?
Mm-hmm.
We are infiltrated, and you can't believe anything. And gangs are, you know, for Jesus. Gangs are for Sturgis. You know, there's lots of different gangs.
Right.
Jerry Falwell comes to mind. You know, you can't believe anything anymore. The sacred is not.
You know, Rick, I used to literally drive past Jerry Falwell's house when I lived in Virginia, you know, once a month maybe or more, on the way from the farm to Lynchburg, Virginia, to, you know, go shopping at Sam's Club, for example. And he had his own airstrip and his own hangar.
How did that work?
Praise the Lord. You know, we need more money. God needs us to get closer.
That's George Carlson. God has everything, but he needs more money. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. That's George Carlson. I can tell you that none of it's right. And the only answer is inside yourself. And it may very well be very quite different than mine. And that's okay. That's what made us God's favorite, is the diversity of mankind. But this concept of you trying to hurt me because of my value, that's Liber Oz. LIBEROZ. Look that one up on the internet. What language do you want it in? Because it's translated in all the languages. And that's, again, like Ben Franklin, the distinction between natural and civil rights, Hobbes and Kant. And when you give up some of your natural rights for civil law, what you're doing is incurring a moral obligation. And that's the distinction between ethics and morals. And walking your talk is a whole lot different than what most people think it is. Good luck with that.
Yeah, and in Los Angeles, they're going to furlough 15,000 alleged government employees. That is proof that the United States of America is unraveling quickly. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.